Pretty special. You know what? There was somebody that was special in my life a long time ago. And, well, she's still special in my life. But every now and then we have those people in our lives who teach us lessons that we learn for the rest of our lives and we don't forget. Okay? And on my desk in my office, I have this little nameplate. Okay? And when people come in there, they look at that and they say, B. Carlson. Who is B. Carlson? No, I'm not B. Carlson. You know, I'll take that as a compliment, though. You know, B. Carlson was my grandmother, my mom's mom. Okay? And, you know, it just happens that, you know, I was planning this children's sermon for a couple of weeks now because of the lessons. It just happens my mom's here. That's a coincidence, but it's a good thing. Because this used to, when I was your age, when I was real little, My grandmother had in her house, she had an office that she did a lot of work in. And she was pretty influential. She had a lot of things to do with our little town. And she had her hands in a lot of stuff. And this used to sit on her desk. Won't you guys come around here so I can see you? I can see right now. I'm going to have to sit up there. That looks like fun. Come on over here so I can see you guys. And so you can see what I got. All right? I used to sit on the floor in my grandma's office, just like you guys are sitting right now. Okay, she had a desk in there and a typewriter, and she had a television set. And we used to watch the news with her. And we watched a lot of important things in her office. We watched presidents as they gave their speech when they were elected. We watched. I remember one of the earliest memories I have was when President Kennedy, which somebody you guys don't even know who that is right now, probably. President, when I was your age, before I was your age, got shot and killed, and we watched that on her TV. I was in her office when they blasted off to go to the moon, and we watched that from her office. Yeah, you don't see him up there right now, but this was on her desk the whole time. And when she passed away, I had the good fortune of having this given to me, and I've kept it on my desk to remind me of all the things that she taught me. Okay? She taught me a lot of good things. She taught my mom a lot of good things, and my mom taught them to me as well. Okay? And your parents probably teach you a lot of things that you'll remember all your life. Okay? At least I hope they will. All right? So, but you know, the reason I bring this up is because we have a scripture today where Jesus is teaching the disciples about who he is and the things that he wants them to learn. When people come into my office, the first thing they say is, "Who is B. Carlson?" And this gives me a chance to tell them about my grandmother and how important she was to me. Jesus asks the disciples, "Who am I?" And they start to tell him, and he starts to teach the disciples just who he is. Okay, and he's the one who comes to save us from our sin. And after a while, the disciples, once Jesus was gone from them, they had an opportunity to tell everybody who Jesus was and why he was so important. You have that same opportunity. You can tell people who Jesus is and why he's so important. Okay? What I want you to do is, as you keep coming to church and you keep coming to Sunday school, I want you to learn more and more and more about who Jesus is. Because when you get a little bit older, it's going to be time for you to start telling people who he is and why he's so important. Okay? So keep learning and keep understanding, because you already have something where people are going to look at you and say, "Why is Jesus so important?" You're all baptized. You all have a cross that Jesus put right there on your head. You can't see it, but others can. I'm here to tell you. Okay? They know that you're one of Jesus' followers. They know that you're God's child. And they're going to start asking you about that. All right? So be ready for that. Be ready for that. Keep coming to church. Keep coming to Sunday school. Learn more and more and more so you can tell. And let's ask God's help for that so we can be good at it, okay? Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you sent your Son. We give you thanks that you have placed in our lives people who can teach us about his importance and about the things that he did for our sake. Help us to learn so that we can tell others as we grow older all about your Son, Jesus Christ. It's in his name we pray. Amen. All right, we'll see you next week.